The Sportscast, September 21st, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, YouTube, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. Also, you can find us on Twitter at thesportscast1. Also, we have an announcement. We have a live radio 24/7 streaming where we air all our past episodes in the past week. So if you like to listen to it radio style, go to thesportscast.net. You can find it there. Or you could download Radio for Alabama football app on the iOS App Store. The station is on Radio 3. Also, Radio for Chicago Bears, Radio for Miami Dolphins. And I'll definitely we'll put the links in the show notes below. And this episode is brought to you by Insta Bible app. You can download the Insta Bible app in the iOS App Store. NFL Sunday Week 2 was an interesting one. Lots of injuries. That was the 1 o'clock hour. A lot of news about injuries. Saquon Barkley, Von Miller, Nick Bosa all getting injured. Doesn't have to do anything with the stadium. But also there were some wins, of course. We'll definitely give credit to that. Anyways, joining us all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Joe Toscano. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Joe, always a pleasure. I think you're becoming a Sportscast regular, it seems like.
I'm okay with that. Let's do it.
Hey, I'm okay with it. I think Joe has the attitude. Joe's like, let's do it. Let's get this freaking show on the road.
Lots of coffee.
Before we get into the games, Joe, what were your thoughts about the injuries? That's what it feels like what stood out yesterday the most.
I think you're going to have that because of the circumstances of the crazy training camp, lack of practices, lack of preseason games. I think you're unfortunately going to expect stuff like that where, you know, lots of injuries. Could be a giant coincidence, but probably not. I mean, how do you expect these guys to go from, you know, barely practicing in the summer and not even that much to going full out on a game? I mean, it's just begging for lots of injuries.
Yeah, a lot of soft tissue injury related stuff. Of course, people have been going back and forth. I've been hearing all day yesterday that it is, but it isn't. But I do feel like it is a lot of it with practices and lack of preseason. And you're going to expect of it. Do you think it'll get worse or you think it'll just stabilize?
I think it'll stabilize. I mean, once everybody gets into the swing of things and gets into, you know, regular games and practices and stuff like that, it'll go down. I mean, this happens every year. This isn't anything new, but it just seems to be more numerous this year. But I mean, it seems like every year in the first few weeks of the season, there's some bad injuries until everybody really gets into game shape.
And let me read you who is out for the season so far. Barkley from the Giants, Von Miller from Denver, Nick Bosa from San Francisco, Derwin James, CJ Uzomah, and Tavon Young. Which of these injuries is the most significant, you think?
Obviously Barkley. Although that Nick Bosa is a big blow to the 49ers, but I mean, not that the Giants were going to do anything, but now they're really not going to do anything. He was their main guy and now he's gone. I know Christian McCaffrey is not,
not totally out. Yeah. He'll miss some time, but not totally out. Correct.
Right. But that's a big blow for the Panthers. Not that they were going to do anything. I guess I'm just focusing them because they're on my fantasy teams.
Yes. That's why a lot of these people think about these things, especially for injuries. Now the players that will miss some time are McCaffrey, like you said, Michael Thomas, Drew Lock, Jeremy Garoppolo, AJ Brown, and Sterling Shepard. Which of these players, these teams need back seriously right now?
We'll see how the Saints do without Michael Thomas. You know, they play tonight, and we'll see how that all works out. But, I mean, he is, you know, one of the best wide receivers in the game. So we'll see. You know, the Saints still have Emmanuel Sanders, so we'll see how that'll all work out. But that could be the biggest blow.
I think the Saints will find a way without Michael Thomas. Yes, they'll need Michael Thomas. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you need your star wide receiver, but I think they'll be okay. Waiting on the word for Courtland Sutton, Tyrod Taylor, who Justin Herbert started, Malik Hooker, and Paris Campbell. which of these is a little bit concerning?
Well, I'd say the Tyrod Taylor thing. Boy, that was scary too. Apparently he got chest pains right at like the coin toss or something like that. So that was a very sudden thing. And then they had to throw in Justin Herbert or however you say that. But you know, that's significant because, you know, that's a big change of quarterback that Tyrod Taylor might not get to see the field again. It's kind of the par for the course for him. I remember that was a case in Cleveland. He was the guy, and then Baker Mayfield stepped in. So I guess he's used to it. But just hope he's all right. You know, chest pains are nothing to sneeze at.
But Herbert had a great performance. But we'll cover that in our recap part of this show. Another big thing, a big story that was developing in the afternoon, that a lot of the injuries happened at Giants Stadium. Of course, they got Nick Bosa, Barkley, and the quarterback Garoppolo. A lot of the players were complaining about the field that was sticky. Wasn't really playing field. It was kind of weird field. Do you think that's a major concern? And the Niners will be back next week at MetLife Stadium because they'll be playing the Giants.
I don't know how it would be a concern. The Steelers played there last week without any problems.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I was hearing last week, everyone saying, yeah, it was a great field. But then all of a sudden, week two, it was completely different.
I heard. Did they change something?
That's what they're trying to figure out. They're talking to the grass company or like the turf company and see what they did.
I'll bet that's what happened. I mean, I don't know what goes into doing that, but I'll bet somebody did something during the week, some kind of maintenance or something on the grass, and it caused a problem. And that is very scary. I remember that game in Mexico that was supposed to go on a year or two ago, and they canceled the game because the field was so bad. I also remember a preseason game, I believe it was the Hall of Fame game, where they had to cancel the game because the field was not, sufficient. So, you know, I mean, it's a major thing, and you can't blame these players. This is their career we're talking about. You blow out a knee, you might not come back from that. So you want to make sure that's as good as possible, and it's very scary if there is a turf situation.
Yeah, of course, when you have field going on like that, ankles and knees are definitely one of the top two injuries when it comes to football or any other sport, basketball, soccer. Anyways, Joe, are you ready for week two recap?
Let's do it.
All right, let's begin with the Buccaneers-Panthers. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-17. Running back Leonard Fournette runs out the field with quarterback Tom Brady at the Fournette, ran in 46 yards for a score against the Carolina Panthers in the second half. What are your thoughts about that game?
Who saw Leonard Fournette being the guy? Like, the Tampa Bay backfield was such a mess, and Fournette just came in like just as the season was starting, so I guess we should have seen that coming. But Tom Brady's first win as a Buccaneer, he said he's still not looking so great. Panthers, you know, I don't think anybody expected too much from them, but losing McCaffrey is going to kill them, so they're don't expect too many wins from them. But you know, Buccaneers have a lot of expectations, and they get in the win column.
Tom Brady has never been 0-2. He's now 1-1. Steelers defeat the Broncos 26-21. A exciting game. Steelers are 2-0. Joe, what do you think about that?
It's funny. I hear some national people say, whoa, look at the Steelers are 2-0. They're looking good. They're the third best team in the AFC, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, Steelers fans are like, oh my God, we would just kill us. It was a scary game. The Steelers should not have been anywhere close. They knocked out Drew Lock in the first quarter. It looked like they were cruising, and they just kept letting them back in the game. I mean, they almost lost to Jeff Driscoll, for goodness sake. But they were able to pull it out. Ben had some good throws. He had an 84-yard bomb to rookie Chase Claypool. He had a touchdown to Deontay Johnson. So they're still figuring it out. The offense is still trying to figure out what they need to do. But the defense was a little bit concerning. But they they had a safety, which was huge, and they had a lot of sacks. So overall, they're looking good. But it's not exactly a perfect team right now.
Joe, you missed one person. James Conner had a bounce back performance. 106 yards and 16 carries and a touchdown. Joe, is he a guy to believe in?
See, that's misleading as heck. He had 106 yards, but most of those came like on a 59-yard run. Otherwise, the running game was not going at all. But the big thing was last week, Benny Snell had a big game. He had over 100 yards. This week, he did almost nothing. And very concerning, he had a fumble last week that was recovered by the Steelers, where this time he had a crucial fumble that was recovered by Denver that almost lost him the game. You cannot have a running back keep fumbling the ball. I believe he's fumbled in four of his last five games. That is unacceptable, and you probably won't see Benny Snell much more anymore. So it'll be James Conner. Hopefully he's healthy as the main guy.
James O'Connor, of course, no FN, did well for my fantasy. Just want to bring that up.
he torched the Steelers big time. They're still trying to cool down from that.
Rams 37-19 defeated the Philadelphia Eagles. Tyler Higbee had a great performance as well. The Rams blew out the Eagles in the battle of the 2016 NFL Draft's two top picks, Jared Goff and Carson Wentz. Goff had 267 yards and three touchdown passes in the game. Wentz had 242 passing yards and two interceptions in the game. He and Miles Sanders both ran for touchdowns. The Rams are 2-0, and the Eagles are 0-2, Joe.
Oh, boy. Social media was on fire about the Eagles. Let's just say that draft pick of picking a quarterback in the second round is not looking so great as it did a few months ago. The Rams offense looked great. So maybe they're starting to fire on all cylinders. But boy, the way people are talking about the Eagles, oh boy, not looking good.
And a question from the comments, should Eagles coach Peterson consider starting Jalen Hurts?
No, you got to go with Wentz. Hurts isn't ready yet. But, I mean, that is a big question about Wentz. Is he the guy? I've had my doubts, but, you know, people told me I was crazy. But I don't know. It's just I think the Eagles have a lot of problems, and that's not good. And they're being exposed now. So, you know, it's not just Wentz. There's a lot of things going on, and they might be in big trouble this year.
Wentzylvania, see what they do. 49ers beat the Jets 31-13, despite the 49ers losing Nick Bosa, Jimmy Garoppolo, Raheem Mostert, forgot about him, and Solomon Thomas over the course of the game. San Francisco clobbered the Jets. Mostert starting the game with an 80-yard touchdown run and finished with 92 rushing yards in the game.
49ers were able to pull it out despite all those injuries, but my goodness, are the Jets a mess. When are you going to fire Gase?
That was my first thought.
Exactly. It's been a disaster with that guy from day one. I don't understand. I mean, I remember, who was it? Mike Greenberg did a little piece. I saw a video of just how bad Gase is and how bad the offense is. I mean, they bring in Le'Veon Bell, and then the coach hates the guy and you know, doesn't play him, and now Le'Veon Bell's hurt. But it's a disaster. Like, there's no hope there. Why?
You think Sam Darnold is the man, or you think they're going to tank for Trevor Lawrence?
That's a big question. Ooh, I did see a picture of Trevor Lawrence in a Jets uniform.
Why not? He's good.
Exactly. You know, when you invest a high-round draft pick on a quarterback and say, that's our franchise guy, and then he doesn't work out, that sets your franchise back for years. They thought Darnold was a guy. I have my doubts. Maybe he'll do better with a new coach, and maybe that new coach is coming soon. But right now, it looks really bad. So it would not surprise me if they tank for Trevor. And that just, they're just a mess.
Problems continue in New York Jet territory. The Bills defeated the Dolphins 31-28. The Bills nixed a Dolphin comeback attempt in their game. Josh Allen led the way with 420 passing yards, four touchdown passes, and zero interceptions. Stephon Diggs, John Brown, Gabriel Davis, and Reggie Gillum each had touchdown passes. Dolphins tight end Mike Gesicki, a huge fantasy favorite, had eight catches for 130 yards and a touchdown, Joe.
you got to hand it to the Dolphins. They are not there yet. You know, they're a year or two away from being good. And, you know, we haven't even seen Tua yet, really. But how about those Bills? You know, I've heard people say trash Josh Allen. Oh, he's too inaccurate. He's not a good quarterback. He's a bust, blah, blah, blah. So far, he's looking really good. And that Stephon Diggs trade that a lot of people trashed, that is looking really good. A really good wide receiver can make a quarterback look much better. And it's all working right now. I mean, it's crazy to say, but the Bills might have one of the best passing attacks in the league.
And fans were yelling, bring Tua in. I say not yet. Wait till at least December or to the following season. Bears defeated the Giants 17-13. The Bears were sluggish in their victory over the Giants, but were able to hold strong against Daniel Jones. A lot of turnovers for him and company. Mike Trubisky had 100 and almost 200 passing yards, two TD passes, and two interceptions in the game. The Giants lost Saquon Barkley in the second quarter to a knee injury. The Bears are somehow 2-0 to start the season, Joe.
I think that's one of those misleading things. You look at the Bears and say,
like James Conner.
What's that?
Like James Conner. Kind of misleading.
Exactly. Misleading. It's like, oh, it was 2-0. Everything must be fine. You know, I think the big thing about the Bears is, you know, people had questions about Mitchell Trubisky. And, you know, he's doing the job. So, you know, hey, I mean, they were saying, you know, the big joke about Trubisky is, well, you didn't take Mahomes, but you drafted Trubisky. So how'd that work out? But, yeah, you know, so far he's doing all right. You know, the Bears defense is good, and we knew that. But, you know, it's kind of scary that they kept it close with the Giants. They didn't score more points because, I mean, the Giants are just not very good. And when you lose Barkley, that they're really going to suffer this year.
Of course, we did not have not seen Nick Foles yet. Trubisky seems like the man in Chicago. The Colts defeated the Vikings 20-11. The Vikings have stacked on paper. The Colts got past the Vikings in their matchup. The Colts defense only allowed 11 points in the win. Indy rookie Jonathan Taylor scored his first touchdown and recorded 101 yards on the ground. Rivers was 19 for 25 with 214 passing yards and a touchdown.
Colts defense looked really good, but man, the Vikings are a mess. Are they missing Stephon Diggs that bad, or is Kirk Cousins just that bad, or I don't know what's going on, but Cousins had one of the worst performances by any quarterback maybe ever. I don't know if the Colts defense is good. I don't know if they're that good. Boy, there's just a lot of problems in Minnesota.
And my tight end Doyle is out with an injury. Not sure if it's major or minor, but I think he'll be back in a few weeks. Titans defeated the Jaguars 33-30. Stephen Gostkowski, I've heard about that guy last week, came through for the Titans again for the second straight game. When it counted, he delivered the game-winning 49-yard field goal with less than 2 minutes to go against the Jaguars. Ryan Tannehill had four touchdown passes in the game, two of which went to Jonnu Smith. Gardner Minshew, the second, had 339 passing yards, three touchdown passes, and two interceptions. Rookie James Robinson rushed for 102 yards and a touchdown. Gostkowski, a product from the Patriots, did it again, Joe.
Boy, you got to hand it to the Jaguars. Everybody is saying that they're going to have a lousy year. And Minshew, he's a gamer. He just, you know, all he does is win or try to win or keep him in it. So, you know. Hats off to the Jaguars. They had a good strategy. Stop Derrick Henry. That's smart. You want to stop Derrick Henry and tell Ryan Tannehill, you got to beat us. And then in this case, he did beat them, but that's a good strategy. I would rather lose to Ryan Tannehill than have Derrick Henry run all over me. And, you know, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Tennessee Titans are 2-0. Packers defeat the Lions 42-21. Green Bay Packers Aaron Jones Aaron Rodgers led the Packers to a blowout victory for the second straight week. Yes, that's true. This time the Lions were on the other end of the loss. Rodgers had 240 passing yards and two touchdown passes. Aaron Jones rushed for 168 yards and two touchdowns. He also had a touchdown reception in the game. He was actually on my the guy that I was playing against had Aaron Jones and I still beat that team.
Ooh, that's good for you. I don't know why the Packers didn't pay Aaron Jones. He seems to be the real deal. And the Lions, they're just
not looking good with Matt Patricia there. I don't know.
Question marks? Yeah, it's not looking good. I mean, you know, at one point they were up, you know, 14-3 early, and then just got blown out. So I don't know. The thing about these coaches that come from Bill Belichick is they don't seem to be very successful, except for Mike Vrabel in Tennessee. But
yeah,
you know,
and he was just a linebacker that came from the Patriots. I don't think he coached. Was a coach under Belichick.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he was or not, but it just
doesn't jive, man.
Here's the thing. If you want to be as much of a jerk as Bill Belichick is, you better win. It's like you better say, okay, yeah, I hate him, but we're winning. But if you're not winning, they're not going to put up with your crap. So I don't know if Matt Patricia's days are numbered in Detroit.
We'll see what happens with Joe Judge, a new coach from coach for the Giants, came from New England, so we'll see how his career does with the Giants. The Falcons were up 20-0. Cowboys came back. Comeback victory, a field goal kick to win it. Joe, this game was exciting. I had it featured on the sportscast.net website.
The coach, Dan Quinn, must be fired now.
You think so?
That is unacceptable. It is completely unacceptable to lose like that. That's something. It's not like they've been the Falcons have done anything in the past couple of years anyway, and now this, unacceptable to lose like that. And that onside kick, I don't know what the Falcons were thinking. They literally, I don't know. They literally just watched the ball and let the Cowboys recover it. Totally unbelievable. Unacceptable. Like I said, if it was me, I fire that coach today.
Dallas is looking good, aren't they? 1-1.
Very impressive by the Cowboys to put up that offense. So good on them. They earned that win, but man.
Dak Prescott is a fantasy quarterback. 450 passing yards and a touchdown pass.
Looking good. Looking good, but oh boy. I'm just thinking about those Falcons.
We'll see what happens. Which my main quarterback for my fantasy team is actually Matt Ryan, and he's been doing great.
Me too.
Oh, there you go. That's why me and Joe get along, because we choose the right quarterbacks. Just that's it. Okay. Ravens defeated the Texans 33-16. It was not much of a – well, it was kind of a blow, and not really. It depends who you ask. The Ravens cruised to their second win of the season against the Texans. Lamar Jackson was 18 for 24 with 204 passing yards and a touchdown. Justin Tucker, yes, the best kicker in the world, nailed four field goals in the win. Deshaun Watson had 275 passing yards, a touchdown pass, and one interception.
How unlucky are the Texans to get a schedule of the Chiefs game one and the Ravens game two?
That's brutal, dude.
And then the Steelers game three, which is also considered one of the best teams in the AFC, and is a brutal start to the season. And I mean, they have, you know, there's still the big question is, are you going to be able to recover from trading DeAndre Hopkins? Because so far, it's not working out. So far, the offense isn't looking that great. And, I mean, the Ravens are just... The Ravens are just looking all world. They look unstoppable so far this season. My goodness, yeah, they just so impressive.
Which they signed two wide receivers to their practice squad today, Dwayne Harris and Devin Smith. I don't know who they are, but they're in the practice squad.
Well,
hopefully
good for them. You know, sign your forms or whatever you need to do, your W-2 forms and stuff, and welcome to the team.
The Kyler Moore Murray Cardinals defeated the Washington football team 30-15. Kyler Murray was comfortable playing catch with DeAndre Hopkins, quarterback, a wide receiver that we just spoke about. Murray had 286 passing yards and a touchdown pass to Hopkins. Murray also ran for two scores. Washington's Terry McLaurin led all receivers with having catches for 125 yards and a touchdown.
I think this season for the Washington, whatever they're called, is just a big evaluation period. I think, you know, with Ron Rivera, hope he's okay. You know, just see what they have. So, I mean, you don't expect too much from Washington. You know, they'll win some games, but not too many. But boy, does it look like Kyler Murray is the real deal. And, you know, just like I said, with the Buffalo and Minnesota, you know, a good wide receiver can make any quarterback look good. And so far, Hopkins is making Kyler Murray look really good.
And of course, Kyler Murray was drafted last year, and they told him, hey, you're better off playing baseball. So far, he made a good decision switching to football. Let's go to the Chiefs beating the Chargers in overtime 23-20. Harrison Butker nailed a 59-yard field goal to win the game. Patrick Mahomes had 302 passing yards and two touchdown passes. A last-minute changing quarterback, Justin Herbert, made his debut, had 311 passing yards, a touchdown pass, and a rushing TD. Justin Herbert looked pretty good on his first day.
Tell you what, we might already have the Herbert era in with the Chargers. Yeah, looking good. He very, very impressive. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with the Chargers and the Chiefs. Are you sure that Justin Tucker is the best kicker? Because I don't know. Harrison Butker looked pretty good.
Hey, I'll put that up on our little Twitter poll and ask. But yeah, you're right. There might be up there. I mean, Butker is definitely up there, and he's with the championship team. Last night, Sunday Night Football, it was a thriller. The Seahawks defeated the Patriots 35-30. Russell Wilson threw for five touchdown passes as the Seahawks hung on to defeat the Patriots. Cam Newton rushed for two touchdowns, threw a touchdown and passed for 300, almost 400 yards in the loss. He stopped on the final play as he tried to give the Patriots the win.
Pretty funny that that's how it ended. with the Seahawks and the Patriots history, especially in the Super Bowl. So, you know, what do they say in the Super Bowl? You should have ran it. Now the Patriots do run it, and maybe you should have passed it. So, good game. The Seahawks might want to. There might be a concern. Yeah, you put up some big points. You know, they did it last week and this week, and you know the offense is looking great, but you know that defense has given up a lot of points, so they got to watch that. But hey, so far so good.
So far with the Patriots, even though yeah, Seahawks was a great team, are they looking good so far with Cam?
Oh yeah, you know I've seen online people are saying, how did we let the Patriots get Cam Newton? That's a very good question. You know, he's looking better than I thought he would. I just love that, you know, Belichick is smart enough to say, listen, I don't need you to be Tom Brady. I just need you to be the best Cam Newton, and we'll figure it out. And so, you know, they're giving him the freedom to do what he wants and still, you know, being within the system and stuff. So, I think the Patriots will be okay. You know, whether they'll be good enough to compete for the AFC title, we'll see, but I think they'll win some games.
And their next game is the Dang Raiders, so we'll see how that goes. Predictions for tonight, Monday Night Football, the Saints at the Raiders, which they'll debut their new stadium, but of course with no fans. Joe, who do you got for that game?
I always like the Saints. I think they're a complete team. I think they're the best team in the NFC, so we'll see. I mean, you know, the Raiders, they look good in week one. We'll see about week two. Josh Jacobs is the real deal. Another player on one of my fantasy teams, so he'll probably get hurt this week.
Yeah, let's hope not, but it could happen. Of course, a lot of crazy news when it comes to injuries. Give us a score tonight, actually.
31-28.
That sounds fair enough. Of course, I have no Michael Thomas, so things could get a little bit closer, and that's good for the Raiders. They have a chance to win tonight.
Yeah, well, I don't care what the Raiders do.
Well, that is our week two Sunday games recap. Joe, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about Pittsburgh Steelers?
I am on Twitter. I'm Joey Bag of Donuts, V7F. I live on there, so always hit me up. I'm always tweeting something about something, literally 24/7, because it's an addiction.
Yeah, and you could definitely Twitter is an addiction. I've been tweeting all day yesterday. Of course, you could go to our Twitter at TheSportsCast1 or on our website, thesportscast.net. Check out our new radio station. Definitely has a radio feel to it, and we re-air all the podcasts that we record. And this one will be up shortly, so definitely check that out at thesportscast.net. But so far, my thoughts of the NFL, so far so good. Obviously, with no fans, the Miami Dolphins had some fans. I guess all the Florida teams have fans. Dallas looked like they had a full stadium, but I think they only had about like 30 grand, I think.
It's weird. You know, the Steelers had their home opener this week, and their big thing is to play the song Renegade in the third or fourth quarter to really get the defense up and really get the crowd going. Well, they played Renegade, but nobody was in the stands, so it was just very odd. You know, the Steelers playing in front of zero fans. So,
but that will change in a few weeks, right?
Yeah, I believe they will. I believe somewhere they go, there are fans. I believe in either Tennessee or Baltimore, something like that.
I think it's like the third home game. I think is what I've heard.
Really? I haven't heard that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Or, there's a lot of teams saying their first two home games, no fans. But I think the third one, like a limited amount. But who gets in with a limited amount? Who are these people?
That is a good question. You have a lot of season ticket holders, and you're probably telling them somehow, hey, you can't get in. Cool. Good luck. Good luck telling them that.
Wish you a refund. Anyways, Joe, it's always a honor to have you on the Sportscast on our Monday recaps.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Always a good time.
Tonight, we have Ty Turner and Nick Rossetti. They're going to do some college football. This week it's the SEC. Begins this weekend, so we're definitely going to be loading up some content till this weekend. Of course, you know, when you see SEC, it's Alabama, Georgia, LSU, one of the top teams in college football. But anyways, we're just starting off with the NFL, and then gets a little bit more collegey, because college is going to mesh in with the NFL now for this fall. Anyways, Joe Toscano, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on, buddy.